Hey, welcome to the Tableside Mashed Potatoes.
That's
your host, Derek Winga.
Yeah, I'm PJ DJ.
Hey, it's Derek at the zoo. Where are my animals at? There's Scott. Where's Peter? Oh, here he is.
Peter, eye in the sky.
I'm right here.
Wow, we sound like CJ92. Tableside Mashed Potatoes, everyone. My name is Derek Ovinga. We've got
Scott Irwin.
Peter Bishop.
Peter is just rubbing his eyes. I think he's tired. You just drove from Edmonton.
That's what happens in the last. We took
a, you know, 100-0 energy flux there. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. First part took it all out of me.
Yeah. Are you getting your second wind here? You've done like what? 6 hours of driving? Oh, no. You stayed overnight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. 3 hours today, 3 hours yesterday.
At the Coast Plaza Hotel?
Yeah.
Was it the Coast?
It was nice. They had that toilet seat you mentioned.
Yeah. I was about to say. Yeah.
The heated toilet seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm, it's funny because it's like, it's looking at him like, okay, you know, I always like, you should try and do something you're scared of at least once in a while. And I'm terrified of that thing.
Scared of that?
The wand. And so I sat down.
Wand?
Yeah. It's like a thing that comes out.
It's a bidet?
To do its stuff.
Oh,
right?
I never looked down.
So I sit down and it's warm already, which is confusing. And then you hear something start up. I'm like, oh my God, is it happening right now? Shit. Like I didn't start this thing. And I look over and there's all these flashing lights. I'm like, oh my God. It's like, I'm scared. This thing's fucking terrifying me. So I never actually used it because I'm just like, oh God, I need to.
This you should have live tweeted that.
100% this year I'm going to try that out.
Instagram stories. That's what you use it for, right?
Yeah. So a little bit of context here. We have an office in Edmonton. And if we're staying overnight, we stay at a hotel, the Coast Plaza Hotel. Are we allowed to say it if they're not a sponsor?
Well, they're going to have to pay us some royalties afterwards.
Okay, I'll just say it a couple more times then. And every hotel room, bathroom has a heated toilet seat. It's quite a surprise.
Edmonton is so far north that even in the height of summer, the toilet seats are always below freezing.
It's funny because it's like, it's just a thing that's attached to a normal toilet. It's not like the whole toilet's built this way. It's like an add-on.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, I didn't know. That's like,
you could probably
that's
put cheating. That on any toilet.
That's like putting, you know, like you don't have the heated car seat, so you get one of those cigarette lighter plug-in jobs.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to hook up like an iron or a blow dryer to my toilet at home.
I don't know about the iron.
To be honest, the blow dryer is pretty dangerous itself. So
speaking of bathroom, so I was at this speed mentoring event last night for the ad rodeo.
Great segue.
Right. And we get a break and we go to they're like, oh, take a washroom break. And they're giving free beer and pizza. So yeah. I finally find the washroom and it's in this building called the Edison, which is like this tech startup type, like tower. And I finally find the washroom. The sign on the washroom is like, almost looks like an eye. Like it's like this tall, skinny with a little dot. I'm like, I guess that's supposed to be a man. This must be the bathroom. So I'm looking at
the information booth.
Yeah. And well, why were they surprised?
Excuse me.
So I'm trying to open the door, and so it's a keypad, but they have the code right above the keypad, which completely defeats the purpose of having a keypad locked bathroom stall or door. But it's a digital one, and I can't for the life of me figure out how to get this thing to work. I'm tapping it, I'm pressing the buttons, nothing's coming to life. I'm jiggling the door handle. Finally, the person who was in there comes out and he's like, I just thought it would be easier if I let you in. I'm like, thanks. So he leaves. I'm like, well, I didn't know what to do. He's like, yeah, I know. You got to like wave your hand or something. So I came back out later and then I'm like, okay. So I tried again. I'm like, maybe it was user error. I was doing something wrong and I'm waving my hand over the sensor. Nothing's happening. I'm tapping it. I'm flicking it. Nothing's going on. Finally, I hold my hand in front of this thing for 4 seconds and the keypad lights up and you can enter the thing. And I'm like, so this is technology solving a problem that didn't exist. Did we really have that much issue with traditional bathroom door handles that we needed to like come up with this like really, you know, technological solution to something that was just horribly inefficient.
Yeah. I get the keypad idea, but I don't. Yeah, that seems like over the top.
I took a picture of it. I was going to actually.
Like, can you, can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine where were you going to post it? You're not even on Instagram.
I was going to do LinkedIn.
Yeah. Hashtag get Scott on Instagram, though.
Yeah. Keep doing that.
Can you imagine if it was an emergency and you didn't even have 4 seconds to get in there?
I try to plan it out so that doesn't happen.
How? Like your physical body clock is just like, hey, it's going to happen soon. You better get in there.
How many emergencies do you find yourself in?
Oh, my God.
So this is good because I remember originally thinking, oh, you know, hope people don't think that our podcasts are full of toilet humor.
Yeah, like, I know.
Yeah, what are we, 9 minutes in on this now?
You know what's funny is I hate toilet humor.
Yeah.
But I mean...
But here we are.
Cool toilet
humor. This was a legitimate anecdote.
We're sharing experiences.
But, hey, so speaking of Ad Rodeo,
yeah.
So you're mentoring students.
You were speed mentoring at Ad Rodeo.
So is this like speed dating?
It's like mentoring on speed. So it was, I don't remember anything.
So that
sounds like, so enriching for the students.
Can you explain?
I think they got a lot out of it, and a lot, I mean, like I was talking a lot.
Can you explain a little bit about what the whole concept of this event was?
Yeah, so it's an Ad Rodeo sponsored event, and people graduating from their post-secondary courses, be it design or marketing or communication or what have you, sign up to this and. As industry professionals, we volunteer to sit with them in 20 minute intervals, and people can come and see who's all volunteered and go, oh, okay, I want to talk to this person. I want to talk to this person. And so you sit down and it's, I guess, I assume like speed. I've never done speed dating, but I assume that's the premise. And every 20 minutes they ring a bell and the person you were talking to leaves and somebody else comes in, and then you sit down and you need to say the same thing to them over and over.
I've had it where the person sit in front of you talks nonstop and never actually gets to a question, and then they go to the next.
Oh my gosh, it's just like speed dating. They just don't stop talking about themselves.
there weren't so much, I think, rambling with no questions, but there were definitely some questions where I'm like, I don't know why you picked me. I don't even know how to answer the question that you're asking. Oh, so
it sounds very much probably like speed dating.
Yeah.
I've had complete awkward silences where I think you've got a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, these are the longest minutes of my life.
Yeah.
If this was like a real date or whatever, a real session in this case, like, I don't know how you'd survive.
I'm pretty well. So for one thing, this isn't like a class assignment where you may get a bunch of introverts that have no interest in doing this whatsoever. Right. People have paid money to come do this.
Oh.
So I assume they are coming with questions or
yeah, they're trying
something.
To get the most out of this.
They want the most out of it. And I can talk about anything to anybody. Really? So if
What? Quick, intermittent fasting. Let's go.
So I did get a couple people though, because I'm the product design director, and I did get a couple people sit down and be like, so I am fascinated about manufacturing and, you know, fabrication of a physical, like a prosthetic arm or something. And I'm like, I cannot help you there. we are making digital products, which is not that. But and then they're like, oh, okay. And then you got about 4 seconds of awkward silence, and then
does he leave just like, waste of my money, why did I come to this?
Yeah, it's a lot of eye rolling.
Oh really?
No.
Was there? Oh,
no,
geez.
No.
Oh gosh.
No, and then other people come and sit down, and I would say, you know, product design can refer to either a physical product or a digital product. And they would be like, we're here for websites and apps. I'm like, okay, great. Let's chat. What do you want to know? But it's a good experience. And I enjoy, you know, conversing with the next generation of, design and marketing superstars.
Were there superstars? Like there was a couple people where you're like, oh you're the one. You're gonna like hit the moon.
I mean, it's hard to tell in 20 minutes, but I think there were people who asked really good questions. Mm. And I hope I give them satisfactory answers.
Yeah, I feel like you're dodging that. What about the couple where you're like,
yeah, there are a couple of those. You want their names? They're not listening. Actually, you know what? One guy, I saw him here today.
Oh,
yeah. Huh? Yeah. So he came and sat down and he was like, hey, I'm coming to your office tomorrow. I'm chatting with somebody in your office.
Huh. Wow.
And so I actually saw him here today.
Eager, right? Like
very eager.
There's a couple that, and they've worked out here too, where they've taken opportunities, like just grabbed it by the horns. And it's like, oh yeah, you want to go for a beer sometime? Okay. What about like next week, Thursday at 6? And they're like, oh, okay. I was just throwing that out there to be nice.
Yeah.
I'll show up to your office. I'll pick you up. Like, wow.
Oh God.
Wow. This speed dating went from
dating
like,
now.
Yeah. To a first date to a relationship, hasn't it? Yeah.
I like the feeling of being admired and adored.
It's funny you're not on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was joking.
I know.
Why I do. There is something to it. I always say to students too, is like, hey, in this industry, there's ego and there's fragile like insecurities and stuff like that. So if someone really feels like they're taking you under their wing and you're got all this knowledge just dripping on them, then they'll eat it up. So, you know, if you can get into that kind of relationship, they're more likely to be looking out for you because they feel ownership around, you know, you're their little fledgling and
yeah.
Why not play to that?
I remember being that sort of young upstart that, you know, you're just looking, you don't know what's going on and you're just trying to find the direction that you should head. And any amount of advice or mentorship I got, yeah, I always really appreciated. So
when you say that, cool. I just imagine you with a little like plus fours and a little cap
with a umbrella on top.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Weirdly still with a beard.
Yeah. I got a slingshot.
Yeah. Notepad in your front point dexter pocket. Yeah,
the whitewash brush in your back pocket.
Yeah. Jeez. Were you guys there?
So cute.
So is there any potential to come work with us?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look at their work or anything. It was just conversations.
Are you going to follow up or are they following up?
I gave everybody my business card.
How did you?
Would you have done this if you were a student?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. That's hard to say. I was pretty, I wasn't introverted, but I felt the sting of the inferiority complex no matter what. Like I was always imposter syndrome. I don't know. I probably would have though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do it.
No.
Because, and the reason for this is it's not because I'm not looking for knowledge or anything like that,
just
but I still want to stand out. And this is kind of like, so I did like online dating for a month and that's it. While I was doing the online dating, I'm just like, oh man, this girl's like talking to like 8 other guys. What? This is so pointless. Why am I doing this? Yeah. So I think I just want to like meet somebody and then actually ask them to go grab a drink and talk about specific.
See this. I knew they were talking to 8 other people.
I know it's hard.
Like I saw the people. I was in the room with them.
Oh, is that you should have thrown your drink at them.
Yeah. I was like, where are you going?
It's like, what? Oh, you're going to go talk to that person now.
Oh, huh? Okay. I'll see you later.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, what was actually cool was that it was,
and
like,
were they like, sorry to interrupt, but were they like talking and were you just like yelling corrections? Like, don't listen to them.
I couldn't hear anybody
else. They're wrong about that.
I was literally sitting beside somebody who was also, because there were 2 mentors to a station, and I'm like, this is going to be like, how are we going to have these separate conversations? But not a problem at all. But the cool thing was, is that you actually, it was like I knew so many people there. Like I'd worked with a bunch of people. I just knew people through being in the industry and it just felt like, hey, you know, this is cool that everybody is, you know, part of this sort of network to be able to provide mentorship or give back and help people who are just sort of coming into this industry. And we're all sort of at the same level and we've all done all this stuff together. And yeah, it was cool.
That's cool.
Well, you should know because you sit on their advisory board.
It's true. Yeah. We just got our photo shoot last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was my first real photo shoot where I've had like makeup and wardrobe.
Oh, yeah. What was wardrobe like?
Wardrobe?
Well, so I brought in, they're like, you have to wear black and grays and whites. And then I had this lady kind of look through it and then decide whether it was good enough for me to put on and then suggest other things. And then it's funny because we've been behind the camera lots. And I'm always like, what's the big deal? Like, just like, fuck, look at the camera and smile or whatever you're supposed to do. Yeah. But when you get in front of it, I'm like, this is weird. What am I doing with my mouth right now? Like, yeah. am I smiling or am I just looking like I'm in pain?
What
should
I do with my hands?
I feel like I look constipated. Yeah, totally. It was so weird. I was just so like, wow, this is not the easiest thing.
I hate being on camera.
Yeah.
Like, I actually, you know, I completely empathize and recognize when people, when you're just like, okay, and do this thing we hired you for. Do it.
Totally.
Yeah. Do it right now.
Yeah. Do it again, but better.
Better.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make it better. You figure that out.
Yeah. All I know is that's wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong and do it again. You are not working.
I love that, you know, that you have to bring your own wardrobe and then you just have this fashionista looking you up and down going,
It's just like, sounds like we got to go shopping this weekend.
Yeah.
Let's see. No. Okay.
You know what? Just keep what you're wearing. Yeah.
Do better than that. We'll do head up. How about let's do that?
Or like shoulder up. Just you know what? Just like wear what you're wearing, but put cut those collars off of that shirt and put on that.
Let's make it darker. Darker. Let's turn on the lights completely. Okay. Oh.
Yeah. You know what? Can you just step out of frame? Yeah. Perfect. Take the picture.
But you know what? Somebody asked me a question last night. It was the last student of the night. And she was like, you know, what would you like to tell yourself at the beginning of your career, knowing what you know now? Like, what sort of insight would you try to impart? And what can I do to, you know, take advantage of that type of thing? Yeah. And my answer to her was, I don't think there would be anything of value that I would really be able to tell myself, because it's not just about, you know, here's some nugget of wisdom that I can implant in someone's head and now they have it. Like, you get that wisdom by trying and failing and learning and doing things wrong. And like, that's just as valuable as the knowledge that you have, is the way you acquire it just through experience. Yeah. And, you know, when we were doing, you know, flash sites and stuff 15 years ago, because that was the huge thing. And we're doing these like super creative, experimental micro sites that were all motion. And that would have been the thing that I would have said, like, oh, this is what I want to do. And nowadays I would tell myself, well, yeah, that's all going to go away. You're going to have to focus on usability and, you know, strategy and all of these other types of things. And that would have completely fallen on deaf ears at that time. There would have been nothing that I would have been able to say to myself back then that would have, I think, really made any valuable difference. That was my answer.
So now it's like, you know, one of the skills that you must have is that you just need to keep up with what's going on. Technology is a huge thing. Is you need to keep up with technology and make sure that you're still ahead of the curve, essentially.
Yeah. Again, having a learner mindset all the time.
Yeah.
So that you're, you know, not just sort of resting on your laurels and content with, I've achieved a certain amount of knowledge or expertise and now I'm good. Yeah. That's probably a danger. Well, it's not probably a danger. It is a danger.
So here's a question I have in general. So I have a son and a daughter. I think son's leaning a little bit towards this kind of industry and I have no idea what to tell him. Mm. Like, I'm like, if I were like 12 years old, but I have my head right now, which would look weird.
Especially the beard.
What would I tell myself? Like, what would I like steer? And I have a couple thoughts. It's like, okay, well, data science, like I just feel, but then at the same time, like data science is also very open to machine learning and that could
automation.
Easily go away. The other side would be the art side, like UX, I still believe is like more of an art form sometimes than can be replicated by machines. Or what, right? And you see a lot of these skill sets that we used to think are incredibly valuable disappearing or changing completely because of machine learning some of these things. Like where I was at a seminar where they're bringing up blog posts, one written by a human, one written by a machine, and you could not tell the difference.
Crazy. Yeah.
And it's just, so it's the things that we thought were art form, right? Were craft and things that would never, ever be, you know, threatened by machines are absolutely being threatened by machines. Like even beautiful site designs that are just done and probably done better than most designers can do because they're using just best practices, you know, and you look at some sites and they're pretty formulaic. Like here's your big header banner. Here's your top nav. Here's your three callouts and blah, blah, blah. Like it doesn't. It doesn't take a lot to kind of make that automated.
I think, so where, from what I understand, where machine learning and AI and stuff like that still is just probably a ways off is anything having to do with real human interaction, right? So anything that requires critical thinking or creative thinking around how something is going to be interacted or experienced by human beings, it's so contextual and it's so easy to get wrong that I think even most of the most ambitious automation AI platform is not going to be able to really touch the experienced human brain at the helm for quite a while. That being said, I mean, everything is open, obviously, to some form of automation. That doesn't really necessarily mean that jobs are going away, just that they might change a bit, right? Yeah. So, you know, you could be in a position where you're feeling like, hey, there's this automation service or program that's feels like it's taking away the stuff that I did on a daily basis. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you're not needed anymore. It just means that you may not be spending that time doing those things manually anymore. And so your job or your role or your expertise may shift or change or elevate somehow. So we should be looking to try to embrace those types of automations or services to make ourselves better at what we do and more marketable at that. Mm-hmm. Show me a robot plumber. I mean, you're always going to, you need someone going to come to your house and fix your toilet.
That's true. And what a great bookend to our episode.
Whoa.
Wow. It's like that was planned, but it wasn't, honestly. Well, I think we're just going to end it there because it works out well. Thanks everyone for listening. This podcast has been brought to you by Thomas Thomas, who you're listening to right now. And Bombay Sapphire.
No, they didn't have anything to do with this.
And whoever made this red vermouth that we're drinking for our Negronis.
I think it's Martini.
Yeah, okay. Martini made it.
All right. Well, have a great night.
Bye.
Or day.
Yeah.
Bye, day. You've been thinking.